News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, when it comes to parenting, honesty apparently not the best policy, so says Kirsty Ketley, who's a parenting consultant and freelance writer and a person who admits to regularly indulging in fibs with her kids. Ketley, what exactly are the type of lies that you tell the kids?
Oh, it's those little small things, isn't it? Not the big things where you're not taking accountability for anything. It's the little things that just make it a bit easier to get through the day or the week with your kids. You know, the ice cream van, the music playing, it's run out of ice cream. You know, those little things like that. The park's closed, so you can't go.
The park's closed. Do your kids buy this?
Well, they're older now, so no. But when they were younger, yes.
Now, is this just to simply avoid saying no?
Yes, I think there is an element of that, isn't it? It just makes it a little bit easier. You know, when I was eating my favourite chocolate, if I said there was an ingredient in it that they didn't like, they stopped asking to have a bite. You know, it's those things.
So what happens then when the kids get old enough to realise that you were duping them? Do they feel permanently wronged and betrayed?
No, I think as they get older, they understand, they get it a little bit more. And obviously, as they're older, I think they're very good at understanding when parents are trying to pull the wool over their eyes. So, you know, I've got a teenager now. There's no flies on that one.
But does it also set a precedent where they say, well, hang on a minute, this is how you interact with people. And if my mum or my dad asks me a question that I know may result in me getting in trouble, I'll use their technique and just come up with something.
No, because like I say, it's not about using it. You know, if you need to take accountability for something, you should do that. And I think obviously those conversations with your children are very important, you know, to instill that in them. But I think it is important to say to children, you know, you don't need to be so blunt if, you know, a family member gives you a gift that maybe you don't like, you know, to save hurting someone's feelings. Just be a bit tactful and yes, it's lovely. Thank you. I really liked that gift. Or a friend showing a picture and you think, oh my goodness, that's absolutely hideous. You go, oh yeah, you know, well done. You put a lot of work and effort into that. As we do as adults when, you know, your toddler comes to you with some picture that you can't quite decipher, you know, because it's, you know, you don't want to knock someone's confidence and hurt feelings. So
I would put it to you though, Kirsty, that there's a very thin line between the adult saying the ice cream van is playing the music because it's out of ice cream and the early teenager coming home and saying the reason I'm late was the bus didn't show up. They're pretty much the same lie told in two different directions.
Do you think? I don't know. I think, you know, as your children get older, it's important, like I say, to have those conversations with them, isn't it? About the importance of being, you know, how they're not going to get into trouble. You know, we're not necessarily as parents telling these little fibs because we're trying to not be in trouble as such, but we're just trying to make our life a bit easier. So they might come home and say the bus was late, but, you know, it depends what they were doing instead of getting on the bus, I suppose.
Well, let me run one past you that we have as a suggestion from a texter that says, we tell our children we have cameras in the house. We have them outside. When they fight or something happens, we say, I'm giving you 5 seconds to tell me the truth or I'm checking the camera. Works every time.
Yes. See, some children might be very afraid of being permanently watched, but in this, you know, in society these days, we are permanently watched, aren't we? We're followed around by cameras everywhere. So it perhaps isn't so alarming to children. I do remember children years ago, you know, in the corners of rooms, you'd have the burglar alarm light that would flash intermittently. And that was the elves from the North Pole watching to keep an eye until Christmas.
Well, this is like the elf on the shelf thing. Like his constant presence and espionage is, I would have thought, in the same kind of CIA territory as the constant checking of cameras.
Well, exactly. And we don't invite him into our house at Christmas because.
Snitches get stitches and so forth. A text saying, weak parents, just say no.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm weak. I think I'm just a bit tactful.
Kirsty, thank you very much.
Tactical.
Thank you for your time this morning. Kirsty Ketley, parenting consultant and freelance writer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.